All right.
Thanks, Scott.
Call the order of the special meeting of the Sewer Commission Oroville Region, February 28, 2024. Manager Sturdivant, can you call the order, please?
Yes, sir.
Roll call, I mean, sorry.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalato.
Here.
All here.
Commissioner Mastalato, will you lead us, please?
Yes. Stand, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Mastalato.
You're welcome.
Okay, item four, acknowledgement of visitors. There is nobody present. Item five, board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included those in your review, the minutes from January 23rd. If there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Anybody have any questions?
No.
All right, moving on.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the minutes from the January 23rd meeting.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Coach, seconded by Commissioner Salvucci to approve the board minutes from January 23rd, 2023. All in favor? What?
2024.
24, yeah.
That's a typo. Yep.
Typo,
sorry.
24. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, item six, authorization of warrants.
I met today with Glenn, and everything seems to be in order.
So,
do we need to read the numbers in the
month? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's on the bottom here.
Yeah. Warrants paid at this meeting 28624 through 28688 in the amount of $2,484,714.54, including commissioner's checks 10925 through 10930 and electronic fund transfers.
I only had one question regarding this.
Yes, ma'am.
So with our company, we cannot receive reimbursements from our company just because we're a trust company. So is it a problem when we're audited that Lori received it's a small reimbursement for $80.97, or is that fine? It's fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the question I had.
Yep. If we ever have anything and we don't have like the Score credit card on us or anything, then we'll use our own money and then Score will reimburse.
Okay. I wondered if we had a credit card.
So. We do. And we do have a credit card. We have three.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
One thing, maybe a matter of interest as well that we went through is the amount that the true-up for PG&E went up this year.
Yes, I was going to cover that manager's report.
Oh, okay. But
we can cover it right now, not a problem at all. So this year, that's one of the reasons why this was so big. We had to pay the true-up bill, and it was $489,815.54, up from last year, which was $431,714, up from the year before that, which was around $350,000. So, you know, it's gone up over $100,000 in the last 2 years. We used 63,142 kilowatt hours less this year than we did last year, and it still went up $50,000. So we will shoot to use less again next year. We're always trying to conserve power. Part of that savings is because you guys allowed us to spend the money to change all over the lights all over into the new better LED light, the LED lights. But unfortunately, this is a reality for Score, is that this bill is going to continue to grow. Next year, we're looking at another 20% increase. So,
yep.
It'd be interesting to see if the new pump station curves a little bit that off with more efficient.
Yeah. The problem with that is it's not on the solar.
That's true too.
So with that one, now we're taking that whole influent pump station that we used to pay for during the day on the solar field. Now we'll be paying for that thing 24 hours a day until we go through the major upgrade. When then merge the parcels back together, and then when you have one power drop, and then it'll go back onto the solar. But
solar is really cheap right now.
Yeah.
Do we have
$11
in this building now?
Oh yeah. What was that? I'm sorry.
The alarms in this building now?
Yeah.
wanting to.
Yep, we kind of had to. I can explain that in the manager's report too, but we do have them.
Do we need a vote?
Yep.
So, motion made by you?
Correct.
And I'll second that.
Motion made by.
Commissioner Thompson?
Commissioner Thompson. All that came to mind was Scott.
And they're both Scott, so yeah, you're in a binder there. You're in a binder.
Yeah, seconded by Commissioner Coates to approve the authorization of the warrants from February 28th, 2024. All in favor?
Aye.
I think this one's got to be a roll call because it's.
Oh, roll call.
So, Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
And Commissioner Mastalato?
Yes.
Okay, item 7, fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we included those in the packet for your review. If you have any questions, I can answer those now.
Any questions on the fiscal report?
No.
What business did we reimburse the connection fees to?
What was that?
Connection fee.
Connection fee, they haven't changed.
$16,528 reimbursement.
Oh, sorry, City of Oroville. They had some that they didn't actually connect.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, we had to reimburse.
So they paid you without connecting?
They do that all the time, yeah. They just pay us and then they figure out that they screwed up after. So, well, you know that. And we actually, we have a meeting with Brian and Fred and the development crew over there to get that sorted out. That's on Monday.
Okay, we're moving to item 9 before item 8, closed session, please.
So we're going to go into closed session here, Ryan, so you can let the board know about the letter.
Yes, are we in closed session now?
We are.
You closed it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, good evening, board.
5:13, we're back into open session. Just came out of closed session, and our legal counsel will address.
Yes, reporting out of closed session, I wanted to note for the record that the board unanimously voted to deny a claim against the district related to the K&M development lawsuit. The motion was made by Commissioner Pittman, seconded by Commissioner Taggart, and as I mentioned, the vote was unanimous. And that's my report out of closed session.
All right, thank you. Item 8, adoption of the sewer rate study completed by Bartles and Wells Associates.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we are asking that the board approve and adopt the rate study that was completed by Bartles and Wells to set the rates upon completion of the 218 process by the three entities for the next 5 years for the complete district that SCORE serves.
So you talk to the general managers?
Okay. Yep, I've talked to everybody. They've all seen this. They got this. They know where it's at.
He's just going to verify just like he did at our next meeting.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll make a motion that we adopt the study.
I'll second that motion.
Motion made by Commissioner Coates, seconded by Commissioner Sanduki.
To
adopt the sewer rate study completed by Bartles and Wells Associates.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalato?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, item 10, attorney's report. Brian?
Yeah, I don't have anything further than what we already discussed, so that's it for tonight.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for the attorney? All right, item 11, manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So in operations and maintenance this month, unfortunately, I do have to report that we had a violation of our total call form. Our limit is 23. We had a 49. Luckily for SCORE, I've already been in touch with our regulator. We reported it, obviously, like we were supposed to, and there will be no fine or disciplinary actions levied on us because of how infrequently you do this. Occasionally, we do have this. Generally, it's seasonal. This time, it was kind of due to adverse weather conditions, how much flow we had going through the plant. But we have come up with a plan to mitigate that, to not have that happen again. And basically, our plan from here on out is if our flows are higher than normal and that type of and that much higher than normal, then we're going to run our contact basins in. Our chlorine contact basins, which is where we dose with disinfectant, it gives it the time to actually work and disinfect the water. We're going to run them in series so that they go through both of them, and it basically will double the detention time and the contact time. So just for an example, during regular flows, which is right around 3 million, it takes about 4 hours. The chlorine is in contact with the water for about 4 hours before we test it in the final effluent. So obviously if the flow goes up to 12 million, which it was during a storm, now you're looking at four times less contact time. And our opinion is that's why we had an issue here on the coliform. So we're gonna go ahead and run the second one after, you know, run them in series, and that'll double that detention time. It still won't be as much detention time as we're used to, but it should give us double what we have under high flow situation.
Just during rainy season.
Just during the rainy
probably
season.
Probably wouldn't violate. Yeah,
I would assume not. Yeah. I would assume not. I mean, we don't violate very often at all. That's just the history of SCORE, but we just never really have. Everyone does a pretty good job here. But occasionally, this is the one that we've violated on. Since I've been here maybe four times or something in 11 years, we've had this coliform pop up. So, but like I said, because we aren't bad actors, that the regulator was not too worried about it and just asked me what my opinion on how we could fix it was. I gave him the same thought process that I just gave you, and he was fine with that. Moving on to the influent pump state, unless anybody has any questions about that.
No, so in the past, if you had a chlorine violation or a coliform violation, you were able to pull additional samples and then you used the median, which means you didn't violate.
Yep.
You don't have that option anymore.
Nope.
You violate. You just gotta move on.
Yep.
And if you get caught up in their 3-day average that they have, is it still the same?
7-day rolling median, yes.
The more samples you pull, the bigger the rabbit hole gets. So pulling a sample, I'm sure you still do it once a week.
Yep.
This is the best thing you can do. You take your lick and then you move on.
And move on, yeah, because basically what Scott's saying is because it's a 7-day rolling median, we take it on Monday and then we go, oh no, we violated, let's take another one on Thursday, then that'll be added into the average for the one that we take the next Monday. Mm-hmm. And then you end up in this thing where you're just in this giant pool of numbers that are being averaged rather than just living on your once a week.
So instead of one violation.
Yeah, it could be a violate.
Exactly. Yeah.
Instead of one, you're
in the hand of the
ball. Yeah. So, yeah, so that's why, like Scott said, it is better just to, if you do have a problem, don't try to resample, just eat it, do the mitigation that you need to do to make sure it doesn't happen again, and move on.
And by calling them right away probably helped too
much. Yeah, and that's always been SCORE's policy. We've never kind of, you know, some places wait until they file their state report to tell them anything. We've never been that. When Scott was the manager, he called him right away. When Ray was the manager, he called him right away. So that's the same practice I have. If, you know, Kendra comes in here and tells me I have a violation, immediately I'm calling Mike, our regulator. And they appreciate that.
Is it their practice to come and visit and take their own sample, or just take their work?
I mean, I'm sure if we were a bad actor and they had issues, they'll do that. He's had them. I was on vacation one time, and they showed up on Micah and Scott one time.
Cold called us and made them.
You know, give me the results, let's look, pulled some samples and whatever. So they will do that. Typically, they save that for people that violate a lot, and we're not one of them. So, but yeah, they have every right to do that.
Good to know.
They don't have the funding like they used to. In the older days, they'd show up and pull gallons and gallons of water and send it off to the labs. They just don't have it anymore.
Since the pandemic, we haven't really seen many.
No, they're scrambling. So moving on, influent pump station. Everything is there. Everything's been installed. Everything's been tested. At this point, we're just waiting for Tesco, who's the vendor of all the equipment, to come out and give it their sign-off. They've given us a date of like April 15th, which is absolutely ridiculous.
It is,
especially since everything's out there and they're the reason.
Once and a half out.
Yeah, exactly. And so construction management, Coleman's been on them. Chad, the guy that runs Central Sierra, who's the subcontractor for electrical, he's sending them five nasty grams a day. So we're all, you know, they, I got involved. I said, you know, if you have to hear from me again, it won't be from me, it'll be from my council. So we're trying to crank up the pressure because this old influence pump station is just limping to the finish line. I mean, we've had, I think, one of our operators.
Five pump rebuilds in
Josh
the last
has rebuilt,
month.
Yeah, we've rebuilt pumps five times. Top bearings, lower bearings, five times in a month. That's more than I've done it in 10 years. So it's just, they've lived their life. They need to be put to bed.
What's the date they're giving you?
April 15th. We can run it now. So that's that. We've been given, yeah. Gateway, who is the contractor, who's ultimately responsible, has told us, if you need to run that, we got it in writing, run it. It'll work. It's good to go. You know, you're waiting for some BS signature from some guy that doesn't know what he's talking about anyways. It was their opinion. I don't know if that's necessarily accurate, but so we're not going to run it unless we have to. If we get into an emergency situation, because the problem with that is if something does happen, then Tesco can have a warranty claim that, you know, oh, we're not going to warranty that because you guys ran it before we signed off. So
when did Tesco notify you on that day?
Probably
about two or three weeks ago, yeah.
So 2 months out, basically.
Yeah.
Yep. For 4 hours.
That's just to review their equipment, make sure it's installed correctly, and then train us.
That's
it. You got to remember, though, they've had problems with that company.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I know Dave's at his wit's end with Tesco. Everyone's at their wit's end with Tesco, to be honest with you.
There had people left or something like that.
Yeah, they sold
it. They got bought out.
They sold it. It was an employee-owned company, run pretty well. They sold it to a hedge fund. They've cut every corner that they can possibly cut, and it's falling apart underneath them. I would be surprised if they're here in a year, but who knows? I'm not a business expert.
Other than that, the project's gone pretty well.
Yeah. Other than just waiting on everything, yeah.
They were the cause of the holdup.
They were.
Why I got held up for...
They can help with your flows and your coliform and all that too.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we already covered the rate study. We had North Star Engineering has completed all the stuff for Rudy Creek as far as the surveying, the property description, the parcel map. That's all been turned into the county, and we're waiting for adoption on that. So that's a full speed ahead. We have been given a draft copy of our sub-recipient agreement with Butte County. That's gone to Ryan. He is given comments and given it back to them so they can adjust the contract. And so I would assume that, I don't know which one will come first. Micah, you're more familiar with the process, whether it'll get approved at Butte County supervisor level before our board level or...
No, it needs to get approved at our board before
okay.
it goes to Butte
so
County.
So you guys will see at next board meeting, we'll have the sub-recipient yeah. agreement to take the money from Butte County.
And then it probably won't be until the April, the supervisor's meeting. They have two meetings in April, so...
That's good news. Then we should be ready to go for the summertime for that project. So.
Are we going to be able to have that stout sign removed? We're just going to tear it down when we buy the property?
We haven't gotten that far.
As soon as it's officially ours, Ryan's going to send a letter to them and see what our options are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, according to the lease contract, it stays there until December or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But it does have a caveat in the contract that if the property is sold, that you can contact them and renegotiate the deal. Whether they'll actually let us pull it down or not, we'll figure it out. That'll be for Ryan. Scott's opinion was just hack it up and leave it in a pile for him.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I thought, do I want that recorded?
So that's all I got.
What about the flow meters? We're still not getting readings on two?
No. We're not getting readings on one. So yours is fine. The Lillipud one's fine. The city doesn't have one. So we just basically what we do is we take Lillipud's, Thermalito's, we subtract the influent flow, and the rest goes to the city. So with that, with one being out, we're out all of them essentially except for Lillipud's. So we have had... we talked about it at this board meeting last time, and we started the process of figuring out what it would take and the cost and everything to just switch over to the Rose mounts, the Emerson Rose mounts, like we got in the new influent pump station. Once ABB heard about that, their rep flew out from wherever the heck ABB's from, and they're now trying to coerce us into staying with them, and they'll make everything right and whatever. So I don't think that's going to work. I don't think that they can make everything right, but I will gather all the information and I'll bring you guys the option as soon as I have and let you guys decide. Because if we do go with the new flow meter, you know, like for instance, the new controller for the old ABB flow meter was $8,000. The new flow tube for the Emerson will be about $30,000. So there's a big difference in cost there. So I'll bring that. I'll bring all the information to you guys and let you guys make the decision on which way we want to go. My recommendation would be probably the same as Scott's, because we're both operators, is to switch to the rose mounts and just have everything in the plant the same. That way we're not dealing with multiple different types of equipment. But, you know, that is a hefty cost increase from just fixing the old one to going to the new one. So, but I'll gather more information and bring that to you guys next meeting. Hopefully next meeting. But that's all I got, since we already talked about the true-up bill.
Any questions for the manager? Okay, visitors' comments, item 12, there is none. Item 13, commissioner and staff comment. We'll start with Commissioner Masovada.
No, I don't have any comments or questions.
Commissioner Salducci?
No comment.
Commissioner Coach?
No comments.
I have none myself. Commissioner Pittman?
We got some more apartments coming, I know that. I'm not sure which ones are going to be up first on the thing, but. And the Lincoln Street ones, they're getting finally put that together.
Yep.
They have a phase two coming in too. And I'll just share with you one of the difficulties are those tax credit projects need to do all the improvements on the site for the tax credits to count. Some of the impact fees they're talking about would be off-site improvements, so they don't get revenue stream for that. But the city has adopted a new program called Bond and Skip or SCIP or whatever it is, and it gives a developer the ability to get money for that infrastructure improvement, which is going to be a big help to that project. And we've got three others asking for the same thing. So I did hear apartments in April starting on the Nelson or Grand Avenue. So it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
That little mechanism is a good deal because it's better than bank money and it's designed for infrastructure. So, more coming.
All right, Commissioner Thompson.
I think the only concern I had with Glenn today was not with you, but we talked about just ideas for power.
Oh yeah, for the PG&E going
yeah,
crazy.
It's just gonna keep going up. So, mentioned possibly putting in that. On the river.
Yeah, the hydro plant, we're still looking at that. We're still at the FERC level on that, right? Just trying to, and so obviously that would help offset power costs. We're looking at solar at the new Rudy Creek pump station, if that's a possibility. We're looking at all different types of options to figure out how to augment that PG&E cost, because it's just gonna be the elephant in the room for the next 100 years or something.
Did you say even this year it's going up, you said 20% or something?
It's going to go
up. Went up 20%.
It's going to go up another 20% for us. So our true up bill next year will be even probably close to 500,000 or over. Well, it'll be over, definitely.
How much was it this year?
489, so it'll be over. It'll be way over.
100 grand.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is, I was at a meeting with PG&E. I said, how many new power plants do you have, you know, in the next 5 or 10 years?
Yep.
None.
Exactly.
They just probably told you how many they're tearing down.
Well, they're not planning on any more new power plants. That tells you what you're going to go.
You ask them how many they're tearing down?
I didn't get that far. I just was like, you don't have anything planning?
Half of those, a lot of them, their life expectancy is done.
And for some reason, they're not interested in fixing the hydro in the Feather River Canyon, which is the cheapest power you can get.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know, it's very strange. So,
yeah, to me, it's
the alternative. You might want to really get serious about it, because when they're not even planning more power plants, it's like, are you kidding me? It's very strange.
It is. I think that's a supply and demand thing. Well, we can charge more if there's less of it.
You might be right. Yeah.
Do you fellas have anything you want to ask the board or anything? All right, with that, 5:31, meeting adjourned.
There we go.